have this information, have the physical evidence that it works in our life, and again, you're sitting here so you can see it, and we are gathering this information together and presenting it to you in what we believe to be a very easy to digest format so that you can apply it and see speedy, spectacular results. Now, we've done this outside of this group over the last few years to some individuals, kind of tested it out, and the results have been nothing more than spectacular, where people have said to us that learning this information and applying it has just been mind-blowing at the speed in which their dreams and desires are coming into physical reality. So whatever you want in life, you can have. The key is getting to that unconscious competence level. So again, in answer to your question, it's by doing it over and over again at the conscious competent level, which goes back to, that's why everything here is in an order of teaching. That's why you must have a high willingness to learn and a high willingness to accept change. You have to be high on the teachability index. And I can tell you, I've met people all over the years. In the majority of people, if someone said, what is the number one reason that people just don't succeed? Is it lack of knowledge? And the answer is actually no. The answer is it's low teachability index. Actually, if you go back and say, well, what are the causes of people failing? Number one, they're not listening to the right people, which is why, who do you listen to? So they're listening to the wrong people. If you want to be a great chef and you're listening to a guy who's a short order cook, who's never made a souffle in his life, guess what? You're never going to learn how to make a souffle. If you want to be a world-class chef and eat spectacular food or learn how to cook spectacular food, and you're learning from a guy who fries eggs, and nothing wrong with frying eggs, but you're not learning how to create spectacular cuisine because you're learning from somebody who doesn't know how to create spectacular cuisine. If you want to be a great piano player and you're listening to somebody who's, you know, maybe a very good honky-tonk piano player, but certainly not a concert pianist, you're never going to be a spectacular pianist. You're never going to be a great musician because you're not learning from the best. Same thing here. If you want to create things in your life, if you want to have happiness, you need to learn from the best. So the first reason people fail is they don't learn from the right people, which means you're not getting the right information. But if you find the right people, you do get the right information. And somebody would say, well, up until now, this information has been secret. That's absolutely true. However, there's enough information out there from the right people that if you utilize it, yeah, all the stuff has not been released. But a lot of this stuff is available. I think the key elements have never been available, but some of the information has been available, and enough has been available where you can apply it and reach spectacular results. But the first problem that people fail is they don't have the right teachers. They're not learning from the right people. They're not listening to the right people, which means they're getting the wrong information. The second reason people fail is they have a low teachability index. They just refuse to be willing to give up things, to be obsessed with learning. They have a low willingness to learn. And even if they do have a high willingness to learn, they have a low willingness to accept change. They keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. They just refuse to change their patterns. And again, those patterns are neuro pathways, which is why willingness to accept change, you have to understand the reason why you may have a hard time willing to change. The reason you may be, it may be hard for you to be really willing to change is because you've done the same thing for so long. You've established very, very, very strong, embedded, ingrained, large neural pathways. New neural pathways have to be developed, which creates new patterns. So low teachability index is a major thing. The next reason people fail is they spend too much time on the how. Remember the training balance scale? They spend too much time on the technique or the skill, thinking that that's the key. Too many excuses, such as, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to raise the money for that business. I don't know how in the world I could have enough money to pay off all my bills. I don't have any idea how in the world I could be able to take a one-month holiday to Europe, if that's what your desire is. They think of their desire, and then what they do is they come up with all the reasons why it won't happen in their life, because they don't know the technique, they don't know the how, they don't know where the money's coming from, and they're stuck on that side of the training balance scale. That's a key. And then the fourth reason people fail is they don't spend enough time at the conscious competence level to develop new neural pathways so that they get to the unconscious competence level, where new patterns have been established, new habits, new neural pathways, and the information becomes automatic and it happens instinctively, instantaneously, effortlessly, easily, thus creating the results as if by magic and as if by doing nothing. Now, all of this stuff will begin to make sense. I'm touching on a few things so you have a general understanding, so as we go further, it'll all start flowing into place. The four basic concepts that we discussed, and we must review them, and you must know them, because these are the foundation of all the information for the rest of today and tomorrow. It is the foundation. Remember, you can only build as high up as your foundation is deep. Some of you at the break came up to me and said, you know, we're spending a lot of time here on what I would classify as some very simplistic, very basic information. You know, when are you going to get to the real meat? And let me tell you the news. These four basic concepts, this is the real meat.